This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Liz Hare joins us. She is the Executive Director of the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health. Liz, with the growth of the world population, explain what the U.S. soy's protein-first approach is and the opportunity for plant and animal-based protein to work cooperatively to nourish a growing population.
We're really excited about this protein-first campaign. It's a collaboration between the United Soybean Board, American Soybean Association, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and WISH. And really what we're trying to do is highlight the importance of protein and all types of protein for a growing population in our world. The really exciting thing, especially from WISH's perspective, is that it's our 20th anniversary this year. So for 20 years, U.S. soybean farmers have been committed to finding new markets in emerging economies. WISH works in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, specifically in countries where populations are growing, incomes are growing, and people are, as those populations grow and as those incomes grow, people are spending more money on food, and they're looking for different types of protein and higher quality protein, which is really increasing the opportunity for U.S. soybean farmers to fill those gaps through trade in U.S. soybeans, both through food production, direct food consumption of soybeans, and the production of animal feed in the countries in which we work.
And for the 20 years that WISH has been in existence, getting that connection on trade and development in those countries that are in need, like in Africa, Asia, and Central America.
That's right. And, you know, the Kansas Soybean Commission has been with us all throughout, and we're extremely grateful for the state soybean boards who support the work of WISH because we couldn't do what we do without them. We're able to leverage farmer soybean QSSB state money 6-to-1 with the other funding that we bring in through different programs. So this type of development work that we're doing in the economies that we are in, capacity building type work, we wouldn't be able to do that without the investment of U.S. soybean farmers and the ability to leverage that funding with other funding sources, such as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that we are doing today. And we have some really exciting partnerships with Kansas, different organizations in Kansas, specifically Kansas State University, the International Grains Program, the Sustainable Intensification Innovation Lab, both through our Amplified Ghana Project and our CAST Cambodia Aquaculture Project that's pretty new in Cambodia. So we're really excited about those partnerships and really grateful for what we've received from Kansas soybean throughout the years.
That is Liz Hare, Executive Director of the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.